Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Gregory Manorino, status post this orgasmic market on the back of NVIDIA. We have a lot to talk about here. Just before I got on here, I got some lotion, hand lotion in my eye. Don't ever get hand lotion in your eye. That stuff burns hardcore, man. Hardcore. Anyway, let's talk. Let's start before we even look at this market here. Let's talk about the economy, because again, the bad news just doesn't stop, and the market is completely disconnected from that. So we found out today, you're not going to be surprised about this. No, not a single one of you, that core inflation continues to rise, and it will continue to rise for the foreseeable future. It's not going to stop. You know this already. No matter what these freaking central banks are going to try to throw at us, thinking, oh, we're raising rates, we want to stop inflation. Thanks, Mitch. No. Inflation is continues to rise, and they're going to continue to fund everything. You got to wonder really what's happening. The disconnect, I mean, between reality and this stock market is just beyond belief. Risk in this market is rising at a feverish pace. Something is going to break. The 10-year yield, 3.817. The relative strength of the dollar, higher today by 0.39%. The MMRI, are you ready for this? I had to write this down. 247.3. I get it. The market was, you know, like I said, orgasmic over NVIDIA today, putting only 25%. That gave the whole NASDAQ a nice boost. Tech pretty much across the board did very well. The NASDAQ put on 1.7%, the S&P 500, 0.88, I believe, and the Dow finished down fractionally, like 0.1%. Crude oil got hit pretty good. Of course, gold and silver got hit pretty good. Good. Let them play their games. We're going to play our games. It's just an incredible thing to see. Cryptocurrency is relatively flat, maybe slightly under pressure today, nothing major going on. But again, economic news, core inflation continues to rise. And here's another one. Pending home sales fall again, D1. Germany has officially entered recession. Look, this whole world is in dire shape. And between the central banks here on their mission, successful, very successful, to destroy people, to destroy the middle class, to fulfill their end game. Well, we, unfortunately, my friend, we haven't seen anything yet on an absolutely grand scale. And that's honestly the truth. With regard to gold and silver, a lot of people writing to me today, hey, Greg, what's going on? What's going on? People, look, we're not talking about the real thing. I want you to understand what I'm talking about for the millionth, gazillionth freaking time. Thank you, CB Housley. When you see gold and silver fall, like today, for example, okay, this isn't real gold or silver that's changing hands. This is just the paper derivative. It's not on the elemental chart. The same thing with crude oil. I mean, you know, this whole thing is not on the elemental chart. And maybe that's why the disconnect between reality and everything else is just so great. That's my take on it. You are certainly entitled to yours here. We'll see how this plays out, honestly. It's astonishing to me to see what we're seeing here. And even though I've covered this for years, how the economy will continue to drop, crater, and the stock market will continue to rise here, that gap at one point is going to close. Maybe today's rally, for example, off of NVIDIA was, you know, fear of missing out. I really don't know what to make of this anymore. Honestly, I really don't. I still remain net long this market. I might, you know, people keep asking me, Greg, when are you going to sell JEPI? When are you going to sell JEPI? I don't know. I've been long this for a long time. I own a lot of it. Probably going to buy more relatively soon. And if I have the opportunity to buy more JEPI on the cheap, of course I'll do that. I mean, I just like that monthly dividend. I love that. It's a nice way to generate cash flow. Calls on triple Qs must have done really well today. Honestly, I'm just reading some of the comments here. Yes, it does certainly appear, Crypto Knight, that the dollar remains the prettiest bell at the ball, but no one should be surprised here. You know, I'm just referring to the comment here of King Dollar. The dollar remains the prettiest bell at the freaking ball. And it's going to remain that way for the foreseeable future. I mean, for as far as the eye can see, that's my take on the dollar. And you've known this for years. I said this is how it's going to play out. That's exactly how it has played out here. I can't imagine something working against it. Maybe a dead default would. I don't know. We'll see how that plays out if it actually happens, okay? Anyway, Lord Humongous is here. Yes. All my friends are here. You're all so awesome, all of you. I love all of you. You're absolutely amazing. But anyway, people, what does this mean for you and me in the grand scheme of things? What are we going to do? Are we going to change anything? No, we're not going to change anything. We're going to keep doing what we're doing. That's all. Bidding against the debt, becoming our own central bank. This cannot go on in perpetuity. It's an impossibility. Okay. It can go on for an extended period of time, and it obviously has been. Central banks are the most crafty, devious entities on this planet. And they're buying the market here. They're propping it up. Again, this is part of the Joe Bidenstein mummy man, vomitous mass reelection campaign. Thanks again, Mitch. If the market looks good, people think everything is fine. That's really the truth here. I'm a silver pimp. I am a silver pimp, and I am damn proud of being a silver pimp. I love this stuff. I really sincerely believe it's the most undivided asset in the world. Just look at a couple. What am I going to tell you? Look at the Dow gold ratio, gold silver ratio. This market, no one knows what. Forget about where the top is. No one knows where the bottom is, which is even more important, as I've said a million times. The Fed jumped in here at Dow 6000. That was QE1 and has not stopped pumping the market since that time. Okay. And that's why we're in the environment we're in right now. It's just where nothing makes sense. Nothing is real. I mean, what can they do? What did they do? They shut down the global economy. They shut it off and stocks still went higher. How does that work? You understand? You see what I'm talking about? There's no connection at all between reality, the stock market, or anything else. So, and with the derivative market out here and the way they can drag the price of something real, let's say like a commodity, something you could actually hold in your hand, they drag that around via a paper derivative. It's smoke and mirrors on an absolutely grand scale. Anyway, that's... Yeah, energy. Energy got hit today across the board. I'm just, again, reading through these comments here. Because why? Again, crude oil took a hit today. But look, it's not going to last. We already heard from OPEC. They're not going to allow it. Okay. And if there's going to be a drop in the price of crude, they're going to prop it back up by any mechanism they can. It's the lifeblood of the market. It's the lifeblood of the military-industrial complex. It's not going to stop. Along with bank consolidations and everything else, the dismantling of the current system. You all know this. I've covered it a million freaking times. Everything is playing out exactly like we have expected it to play out, people. Honestly, I don't think there's any other group of people that have it down more than we do. It's really the truth. We got the big picture down, and that's what really, really matters here. We're all circling. Joey Sox, yes. Joey's here too. Everything is circling the drain. With regard to the economy, with regard to the people, it's everything is circling the drain, going down the drain. Meanwhile, the stock market seems to be in default, even though risk in this market is, I mean, people, let's just think about this. 2 or 3 weeks ago, the 10-year yield was around 3.3. We are 50 basis points higher, and the market is just like, oh, everything is just fine and lovely, frolicking around. It's going to break. Something's going to break. And, you know, look, I can't say that another way. Yeah, 50. Hey, what? That was a movie with Along Came Polly. Remember that? 50. yeah, abolish the Fed. Exactly. Anyway, so that's the story, people. Core inflation continues to rise. No surprise to you. You knew that. Pending home sales continuing to crater. Oh, okay. Imagine my shock here. Yeah, where is Magic Mika? She's not here today. I'm just, again, reading the comments here. Everything seems to be coming apart, even with risk rising in this market, but doesn't matter. the stock market just, you know, banks going down, banks being consolidated, fraud, Ponzi schemes, and everything else. It just doesn't matter anymore. It's an incredible thing to see. It really, really is. 50 Shades of Yelling. Did you have to write that? Some people are obsessed with this woman. Oh God. And Jerome, I'm not even going to Jerome Powell's with us. He's over here and he has the hots for Janet Yellen. I don't get it. I really, Loretta. Okay. I'm not even addressing that one either. Mitch, thanks again, man. Lava Girl's here. Yellen will save us. Oh man. I tell you. All right. Look, that's it. 50 Shades of Ghoulish. Yes. That's more like it. Kamala Harris is hot too. Really? Honestly, people? I got some strange people around here. But hey, they say there is someone for everyone. What can I tell you? Anyway. I like females. Jens, I'm very proud of you. Thank you, Valknut77. All right, look, we could go crazy here. The Hemi video. I got the car apart. That's why my hands are so dry and I got lotion in my freaking eye. I had to rip the transmission out because I broke it doing hole shots in front of my house. Yeah. Hemi hole shots in front of my house. The transmission went, didn't like it very much. All right. Anyway, people, that's going to be it for today. All right. We're going to call it. We will resume the festivities tomorrow as usual. And it's going to be lovely and perfect. I love here being with all of you. Honestly, it's the truth. All right. Well, have a great rest of your day. See you in the morning. Please share the video, comment, and those thumbs up. We're only doing like 500 right now. I know we can improve on that. I really do appreciate all of you. Like, you have no idea. We're a family. We really are. This is a worldwide thing, and I'm proud to be a part of it. Okay. This isn't my thing. This is our thing. All right. I'll see you tomorrow.